Largo. And at approximately 7:45 to 7:50 p.m., it looked to be a dirigible hovering over North Clearwater area.
Yes.
An aircraft took off from Tampa, going in the same direction. It passed under the dirigible. And this dirigible glowed. It glowed so brightly that it lit up the aircraft under it. Now, I'm in Largo.
Yes.
And you can see the glow of the airplane. Once this happened, the aircraft took a 360-degree turn and went back for a second look at the dirigible.
Uh-huh.
At approximately 240 degrees of the turn, this dirigible took off and went towards South St. Pete. It would have put a stealth to shame at the speed it took off at.
Okay.
By the time it was towards the Largo area, 15 different people reported it to be in a cigar shape in our apartment complex.
Okay.
And I came out at the tail end of it, unfortunately, and I got the biggest mouth in the complex, so that's why I'm on the phone. But I took a look at, I'm pretty skeptical on this, I took a look at the tail end of this, and it looked like a normal flight leaving out towards South St. Pete area.
Yes.
I looked up in the sky, and I looked back at the person that was telling me about this. I said, yeah, right, you're full of, you know, hot air. Took a look back, and I could barely see it. It was an incredible speed it was going at.
Was it holding its same shape?
I'm sorry?
Was it holding its original shape?
That, I don't... Can I get you somebody that's seen it from start to finish?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Yes, could we get a description of what you saw?
Okay, there was three colors to the object.
Yes.
It was to the north end of the apartment where we're at. I'd say it was about maybe 400 or 500 feet up. And it was pretty intense. You know, the colors were real brilliant. It wasn't any aircraft color I've ever seen.
Yes.
And I brought my binoculars out and tried to get, you know, a fix on it. It was just hovering in a stationary position. And it looked like a Boeing jet. Maybe it could have been a 727 or a 747 went about 200 feet underneath it. Now, that was kind of strange right there, because usually you'll, you know, avoid something like that. As soon as he went past it, or as soon as the plane was underneath this object, it turned a brilliant white light. And it lit the plane up for a few minutes, and then the plane circled around. Okay, after that, he went about another 200-300 feet straight up, and he came back to the left a little bit, hovered for a few minutes more, and he just zipped by, went right past us.
Okay.
And the only thing I could catch, it looked like, at first I thought it was a blimp.
Okay? Yes.
But the way he was moving, it was just too fast for a blimp.
Okay.
And then he disappeared around St. Pete, it looked like. Just kept going south.
Okay, what time did that occur?
About 7:45, 7:50 around there.
Okay.
But it's something, I'm in the aircraft, and I've never seen anything like this before in my life. I mean, that was fantastic. And there was a whole bunch of other people that saw it, too. And then one girl says, well, maybe they're doing military maneuvers, but I don't think we've got anything like that.
Okay, any estimate of size?
What I estimated would be about, the size, space-wise, of a house, okay, but
okay,
thinner, you know, like cigar-shaped,
yes,
sort of like that. You know, that's about all I can tell you on size.
Okay.
And it was pretty far out in the distance, you know.
Okay.
So it's hard to judge size like that.
How long do you feel you watched it?
Oh, we watched it for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
I wish I had a camcorder, I'll tell you. But then again, you can't get it at night. You know, it's too hard to fix a cam out there.
Okay, we appreciate you reporting that, and if we get any follow-up on this, we'll let you know about it.
Yeah, because, you know, he's been telling a few people about this, you know, through different agencies and all this on the airline and everything. They all think he's nuts, you know. Well, I don't think 8 people in a row are nuts. You know?
Right.
So I know they're out there, you know. I mean, a lot of people are skeptic and don't believe it, but I didn't believe it either, you know. I really
okay
didn't believe it, but that was something different.
Okay, thanks again.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.